In the land of the deaf, you have to shout. That's a Flannery O'Connor quote. In the land of the deaf, you have to shout. Sometimes that shout is an unprecedented crisis. Sometimes it is an unprecedented blessing. And sometimes we don't know the difference, at least not right away. It's just a shout. An unexpected pregnancy, losing your job, a pandemic, crisis or blessing? What if that unexpected pregnancy begins an extraordinary life journey? Or losing a job opens up a door to a far more fulfilling vocation? Or a pandemic that actually strengthens the bonds of your family in ways that you could hardly have imagined? Winning the lottery, being chosen as the team captain, falling in love, blessing or crisis? I mean, if winning of the lottery messed up a delicate balance of family dynamics, or being chosen as a team captain reveals a long-standing jealousy and ends a friendship, or you fall in love with someone who doesn't love you in return. Just in the last couple of weeks, I hear these stories. An inmate in prison expressing gratitude because he's there. Because if he wasn't in prison, he'd probably be dead from an overdose. The fender bender no one was hurt, thankfully, but led a woman to admit to herself, I probably shouldn't be driving anymore. An unrelated medical crisis that revealed an unknown but could have been fatal heart defect. A broken water pipe that exposes mold that's hidden deep in the wall. Sometimes it just shouts at you in the land of the deaf. Abraham was asked to sacrifice his long-awaited son, and in doing so, revealed a foundation of faith upon which an entire nation was formed. An amazing mountaintop transfiguration that revealed an awaiting crucifixion, setting in place a resurrection that would alter time itself. Our life is filled with them, aren't they? Crisis and blessings. That's never going to change. They are all shouts from God to us who have become deaf to God's love, or to God's mercy, to God's power, to a life to which we are called by God, to opportunities that God offers for our conversion, to the doors that God opens for us and gives birth to new hope. If God is for us, as St. Paul so eloquently establishes, then my friends, every crisis, every blessing, every challenge, every gift holds the potential to lead us to God. It just depends if we're listening. But in the land of the deaf, God sometimes has to shout.